个真言：上帝爱世人，一二三，上帝爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。请坐。
谢谢西顿。
今天我要再念几节的圣经给大家听。
I want to read a separate portion of the scripture.
耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ said,
我就是道路。
I am the way.
我就是真理。
The truth.
我就是真理。
And the life.
若不借着我，没有人能回到父那里。
And no one can go to the Father except through me.
耶稣基督就说
，And Jesus Christ said,
我就是门。
I am able.
凡透过我进来的就必得救。
I'm the door. Everyone that comes through me will be saved.
耶稣基督又说
，And Jesus Christ said,
从来没有人的爱比为朋友舍命更大。
There is no love greater than he who gives his life for his friend.
我为你们舍命。
I have given my life to you.
我要把生命赐给你们。
Because I want to give you my life.
使你们得着更丰盛的。
So that you have life abundantly.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.For the four evenings we have had, we have thought about the existence of man. Not only do we exist physically, we live in space. Not only do we live in space, we live within time. Not only do we live in material world,We also live in the spiritual world. Not only do we live in the spiritual world, we live in front of God. When God created man, He created us by His image. So we ought to be like Him. And God is the eternal God. So He put the essence of eternity within us.And because of that, we have value. And that it comes because of our sense of eternity. Because of this eternity, so when we physically die, that does not mean it is the end. Our spirit will live forever. And one day we will stand before God.It doesn't matter whether you believe in Him or not. You will stand in front of the God who created you. And when we stand before Him, there is nothing you can do that will stop His will from executing. Because of that, we want to lead our life cautiously so that we will be responsible towards our God.When time ends, it doesn't mean that eternity does not exist. And questions relating to time. 1,500 years ago, there's a very famous philosopher and theologian called Augustine. He said something very important. He said, if you do not ask me, I think I know about time. But if you ask me the question, Augustine, what does time mean? Suddenly I will realize I do not know about time. There is a very famous literary giant in China. He spoke about time before. He said that time is invisible. But time is very real.When I wash my hands, time slips through my fingers. And when I'm walking, and time will pass by my legs. When I am sleeping, time slips by my bed. And one day when I look into the mirror, suddenly I realize I'm no longer a baby.I'm no longer a young person. I'm no longer a middle-aged person. Suddenly I'm old. I know that the time I have is very limited. Is this what life is all about, being stopped by time? The Bible tells us this is not the case.You are conscious of your existence because you have a sense of eternity within you telling you that you transcend time. Yesterday we talked about eternity. And that is our spirit can look behind us and before us. When we look behind us, we see history behind us. But when we look forward, we look at the future that has not been here yet. But what do we use to look behind us? We use our memory. What do we use to look for the future? We use our hope. And this is the wise man is different from all the animals in eternity. Animals do not have a sense of memory. No history. An animal has no hope. They do not look to the future. All they have is the material present. So if they are fed, they are happy. But you are not like that. Your life has to be joined with history. And you want to use your life to move to the future. When you join the past and the future together, and deep inside you, you will be satisfied because the sense of eternity is functioning. What is the relationship between man and history? When a person understands history, he will understand his position and status. And a person who does not have his history does not understand himself. Why do you say that you are Chinese? Or Malay? Or Indian? Because you understand your ancestry through history. So history is very important. History gives us the present identity. So if a person cannot find his root in history, he does not understand why he's living for. Because of that, a person who loses his history loses his identity. Not only is past history important to us, the future that is not here yet is also important. Because of our existence is towards the future. So we hope that tomorrow will be better. We hope that our future will be glorious. And we want a renewal in the future. And we join towards the future through our hope. And hope is another function of being a human. When we are in the midst of hoping, our heart is filled with fire. A person with hope, when he lives an easy life. But when a person loses his hope, he loses the ability to look at the future. It's just like without a history, you don't have an identity. But if you lose your future, you lose the strength to fight for the present. So I'm going to ask you this question. How can we join ourselves with the past? What kind of relationship we can have with the future? From what strength do I use to join both together? You have a sense of eternity. What is the foundation of this eternity? Only the Bible gives us the answer. Because the sense of eternity is built by the image of God. And so the existence of God is the foundation of your own existence. A person who believes in God, what kind of person is this? What kind of faith we have with God? What kind of meaning is there in the faith? You are a person who believes in God if your existence is built upon the existence of God Himself. God is the source of all existence. And God is the enlightenment that gives us the consciousness of existence. And God is the foundation of the meaning of existence. And so when our life is built upon the foundation of God, Your meaning of life is built upon the foundation of the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the life, and the truth. There are such in-depth understanding of these words. If you analyze this sentence carefully, you realize that this far exceeds all cultural expression of life, all philosophies in the world. It transcends all faith. It transcends all belief. Because in religion, in philosophy, and in faith, we are looking for something. And this something comes about from our created reason. When Jesus spoke this sentence, He revealed this sentence to us because He is the source, He is the truth Himself. So when Jesus said, I am the truth, He showed us His essence of truth Himself. And when Jesus said, I am the way, He showed us the basis of all methodology itself. And when Jesus declared He is the life, He showed us the very basis of existence itself. No other person has spoken words like that. Only Jesus Christ said that. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. What does the way mean? The way tells us the method. The way tells us the journey to go. The way tells us how we got to reach God. And all religions search for this way. A way that will bring us out of our difficulties. A way that will bring us out from sin. A way that will bring us out of our limitations. A way that will bring us out of irony. Because religion tells us that we are bound by our ironies and our contradictions in life. So we want to escape from this. But when we try to do that, what kind of method should we use? What strength should we use? We should use our own strength. When we try to find a way through religion, all of us use our own methods to use our own salvation. The Bible tells us this is not the way. Because there's no way you can save yourself. There's no way you can break through yourself. Because you are limited. That which is finite cannot be infinite. That which is relative cannot be absolute. That which is created cannot reach the Creator. There's only another way. What way is this? And that is the Creator God Himself coming towards us. The infinite God coming to the finite world. The Creator Lord coming towards our material world. This is the difference between Christianity and all other faiths. All religions want men to find God. Whereas in Christianity, God came to find us. Is it possible that man would seek search after God? The motivation could be correct. But the result cannot be possible. Why is that so? Because I am lost. It is I who has been lost. So the person who is lost cannot find the God who is not lost. So in faith, when they say they look for God, well, we're going to ask the question, who is lost here? And who is the person who is lost? It is man who is lost. So the Gospel of Luke chapter 19 verse 10 tells us,
人。
Jesus Christ said, the Son of Man come to search for and to save those who are lost.
人是失丧的。
Man is lost.
人不能寻找上帝。
So man cannot find God.
上帝来寻找。
It is God who came to find us.
神是主动。
God is the initiator.
神是主体的。
God is the person who initiates.And he himself came to search for us. And so we see this completely different from all other religions. So Jesus said, I am the way. It's not the way that you're looking for. You are not able to find that way. Because the way does not come from you. The way must come from God. And I am that way.The way that came from heaven, and not the way that comes from men to heaven. This is the first declaration of Christ, the second declaration. Jesus said, I am the truth. This is more important than the first sentence. Why? Because not a single person can say this in the past. The greatest philosopher, the greatest religious leader,The greatest saint. All of them can only say, I seek after the truth. But when you say, I seek after the truth, you are recognizing that you are not the truth. I seek after the truth. It means I am not the truth. I seek after the truth. It means I need the truth. When I seek after the truth,It means the truth is not within me. And that is why I have to find it. When I find it, when I discover it, I will be joyous. Because my reason will have true meaning and content. When I truly understand, there will be great sense of satisfaction within me. But when you say, I seek after the truth,You are simply recognizing that you are not the truth. Jesus has never said that I am seeker of the truth. Why is that so? Because he is the truth itself. So this is the absolute difference between Christ and all religious leaders. I am the truth. When Jesus spoke this,Immediately he ended all man-centered searching. He wants all of us to return to him. Where is the way you're looking for? I am it. Where is the truth that you're looking for? I am it. What are you looking for? Are you hungering for the truth? Are you seeking after the truth? Are you defending the truth?And Jesus said, I am the truth. I want you to understand what these two sentences represent. Way represents religion. Truth represents philosophy. And when Jesus spoke these sentences, he was standing right in the middle between the East and the West.And Jesus is speaking to those with religious faith. The way that you have been seeking for is to be found in me. And what did Jesus say to the philosophers? The wisdom that you're seeking for is in me. And so we see a difference between Western philosophy and Eastern culture.The Eastern culture has its representation in India and China. While Western civilization is usually represented by the Greek and the Romans. And Eastern religion, culture is in Asia. Western culture is in Europe. What is the difference between the East and the West?Asia is a very special continent. It should be a place that all the whole world should look after carefully. Why do I say that?
产生伟大的宗教。
Because other than from this continent, there is no great faith.
儒家的思想是亚洲出来的。
Confucius ideas come from Asia.
道家的思想是亚洲出来的。
And Taoist ideas come from Asia.
佛教的思想是亚洲出来的。
And Buddhism came forth from Asia.
印度教的思想是亚洲出来的。
And Hinduism also came from Asia.
犹太教的思想是亚洲出来的。
Judaism also comes from Asia.
基督教的信仰是亚洲出来的。
And Christianity comes forth from Asia.
回教的思想是亚洲出来的。
Islam comes from Asia.
亚洲的唯一产生伟大宗教的一个州。
So Asia is the only place where great faith can come from.
所有伟大的宗教不在亚洲之外。
All great religions are outside of Asia.
欧洲从来没有产生伟大的。
And Europe has never had great religions.
美洲没有产生伟大的。
Or the Americas have never produced great faith.
美洲不能产生伟大的。
And Africa has not produced great faith.
亚洲人应当引以为荣。
This is something which Asians should be proud of.
那么整个亚洲找的宗教的总结和相同点在哪里呢？
What is the common denominator in the entire Asian faith?
其实我们要从最弱中间。
The denominator is that we want to be released from our sin.
我们注重心性怎样解脱。
We put great emphasis on how do we break out of our spirit.
注重怎样可以那么天人和谐。
We place great emphasis on how we can contain harmonious relationship between heaven and earth.
Harmony and the reconciliation between heaven and earth.
天跟人的和谐的地方。
我们人怎么可以回到上帝面前？
How can we return back to God?This is what faith looks for. So faith looks for the way. What about the European countries? Europe has great philosophers. From Socrates. All the way to the recent Europe. From Martin Heidegger. Or Carl Jaspers. And Jean-Paul Sartre.All this great philosophical structure comes from Europe. And this is the difference between Asia and Europe. We see them represented by faith and by philosophy. What do we look for in religion? We put great emphasis on the issue of life and death. And between our spirit and our physical body.And worship and morality. And what about philosophy? Philosophy emphasizes between falsehood and truth, between what is real and what is not real, and whether it's logical or illogical, and the meaning of life, and the methodology of politics and society.On all these great logical structures does not come from Asia but from Europe. So in the East we look for religion. But in the West we look for wisdom. And the idea of seeking after the truth is the root word for philosophy. In English we use the word philosophy.It is two Greek words coming in together. The word philio plus sophia. What is philio? It means I love. What about sophia? Wisdom. So philosophy means that I love the wisdom. I love wisdom. I love the truth.It means that the person who says that is not the truth or the wisdom. It's just like Confucius wanting to look after the Tao. He went all the way to Lao Tzu to ask about Tao. Why? Because he understands that Lao Tzu has a good understanding about Tao, so he went a long distance to meet him.In the East it's the same. In the West it's the same. So when a person asks Socrates, surely you are a great wise man. He said, no. People say that you are the greatest of all wise men in Greek. What do you know? Socrates said, I am the true wisdom. I am the truth. Is that what he said? No.
He
said, I know nothing but one thing. 他说, I do not know anything. I only know one thing. I said, when it's so good. So what is it that you know that makes you so wise?
I know nothing but one thing. That thing is, I know nothing.
苏格拉底说, I do not know anything.
这就是我唯一所知道的,
this is the only thing I know.
所以希腊的这些教人求,
so Greek philosophy teach us to move from ignorance to searching for knowledge.
东方的思想,
孔子说, 自为之, 不自为之, whereas Confucius say that if you truly know what is real, then that's true wisdom.
这两个伟人跟圣经保罗所讲的有异曲同工之妙。
There is similarity between what these people said and the Apostle Paul.
保罗说,
Apostle Paul said, if there's someone out there who thinks he has known everything,
按照他所该知道,
by what he knows, he is not knowing enough. And this is what the Christianity teaches about knowledge. So that we will be humble. So that we will learn from ignorance. But when Jesus came to the world, he came in a different manner, he revealed himself differently. When a person asks Socrates, or when they ask Heraclitus, are you a wise person? They said no. I am only a lover of the truth. It's the same for musicians today. Musicians cannot say, I am music. They can only say, I'm a lover of music. So a great orchestra. It's called the Philharmonic Orchestra. What does phil mean? It comes from the Greek word philia. What does harmonic mean? It means to have harmony. Feel harmonic together. It means that all of us who love harmonious music coming together to study. When a person knows he's not music, he is only a lover of music. And this person will be called a musician. When a person knows he's not wisdom, that he's only a lover of wisdom, and this is a philosopher. So in the East, we look for religious pathways, whereas in the West, we look for wisdom within the truth. And in the East, faith is produced. And in the West, philosophies were produced. And in the East, we have a structure of faith. Whereas in the West, we have logical structure. Whereas in the East, we have character and morality. In the West, we have scientific methods. Until the 20th century, in the East, when we want to study, we go to the West. In the West, you want to find a way, you come to the East. Because in the East, we take care of the spirit. Whereas in the West, we take care of logic. In the East, we take care of our feelings. In the West, you want to analyze things. In the East, we take care of traditions. In the West, we want to research. In the East, we take care of faith. In the West, we want to study. So there's two different pathways. It gives us two different, very important methodology in life. In the East, we look for a way. In the West, we look for the truth. But when Jesus came to the world, he spoke a sentence that no other person can say to the East and the West. I am the way. I am the truth. No other person has ever said that. In the East, we look for a way, but halfway we all die. So So all great religious leaders in the East is in the grave. Similarly, in the West, halfway through the search for truth, they all die. So all great philosophers are in the graveyard. Did Jesus end when he said, I am the way and the truth? No. He also added another word. What is it? I am the way. I am the truth. What's the last one? I am the life.
I am the life.
Well, Jesus said me. No other person can say that. Confucius cannot say that. Socrates did not say that. Lao Tzu did not say that. Aristotle did not say that. Mao Zedong cannot say that. Clinton also cannot say that. No other person in life can say that. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Not only did Jesus Christ say this in the Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 6. Jesus said in Gospel of John chapter 11. Life, I am the life. I am the resurrection. In the original word, it means I am the life and the resurrection. Dear friends, do you know this? All faith does not have the concept of a resurrection. The idea of resurrection has never crossed the mind of Confucius. Or Lao Tzu has never thought about resurrection. Or he has never crossed the pathway of the Buddhists. The concept of the Buddhists and the Hindus. They only have the idea of reincarnation, but not resurrection. In the same way as the Greek philosopher Pythagoras. It doesn't matter whether Plato or Socrates. All of them believe in the conflict between the living and the dead.
Recycling.
A recycling of the living. But not a single faith is like the Bible. That God is a God that makes things from nothingness. And God is the God that resurrects the dead. From the Bible, there's at least 13 recordings about the resurrection. This is something that cannot be found in all other faiths. Is that to be found in Islam? The basic Islamic concept comes from the Bible. Dear brothers and sisters, not a single person, including Muhammad, he had never said that, that I am the way, life. Who can say this? Only God himself can say that. But why did Jesus say that? Because Jesus Christ is God incarnated in history of man. And this evening I want to say this in the name of the Lord. The God who has created you. He has given you the life. He has given you the breath. He has given you eternity. He has given you memory function. The hope for the future. He has given you the existence. Not only did he create you, he wants to revive your life, a life of disappointment, a life of difficulties. So God so loved the world that he gave us his only son. So that you and I can believe in Jesus Christ that we will not perish but have eternal life. It doesn't matter how knowledgeable I am. I cannot solve my sinful nature. It doesn't matter how knowledgeable I become. I cannot bring true hope to life, to man, because I'm a sinner. You are a sinner. The wages of sin is death. So I must die in sin. I must die in sin. Every generation comes about in a great way. But every generation dies in a terrible way.
Napoleon 在哪里？
Where is Napoleon?
Hitler 在哪里？
Where is Hitler?
Stalin 在哪里？
Where is Stalin?
毛泽东在哪里？
Where is Mao Zedong?
这些都曾经对人类讲过很重要的，给人有盼望的话语。
All these people gave great hope to mankind. But in the end, they all died.
为什么？
Why?
因为他像人像人的，不过是一个人。
Because like you and I, they are mere human beings. They are sinners. They are people who will die. When they are alive, they can say great things. But when they die, they cannot solve their own problems. And Jesus Christ is not like that. When Jesus Christ was crucified, He did not curse the people. When Jesus was crucified, He did not take care of His own life and death. What did He say? He said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they are doing. Father, forgive them. He used a special relationship between the Son and the Father. He is the intermediary between God and man, and He prays for you and me. What kind of words are these? These words can come about only from a person who is the way, the truth, and life, God Himself. This is the first thing that Jesus said on the cross. The second thing that Jesus said on the cross, and that is when the robber looked down on him, cursed him, and laughed at him. When he noticed Jesus Christ later, he realized this is no ordinary man. From the weakness of Christ, he sees his absolute strength. From the suffering of Christ, he sees absolute glory. So he turned around completely. And God opened his eyes so that he can see that Jesus Christ indeed is the hope of all mankind. So he knows that Jesus Christ is going to be the King of Kings of all the world. And so he said to him, Jesus, when your kingdom comes, remember me. If one day, when you are completely victorious, when you have your kingdom, when you are king, please remember me. What did Jesus say? Verily I say to you, today, I will be with you in paradise. Dear brothers and sisters, how can a person who is dying give such hope to another person? Because his death is not because of his own sin. He died because of the will of God so that he bear the sins and punishment for you and me. All human beings will die because of our own sin. And Jesus Christ is a sinless Savior. As a sinless person, He bore our sins for us and died for us. Where is the hope for sinners? You said, after death, you want to remember me. And Jesus said to the robber, it's not the future, it's right now. Not that I remember you, but I will be with you today. I will be with you in paradise. Dear brothers and sisters, the words that Jesus spoke when he was on the cross are absolutely not words from a convict before he died. The words that Jesus spoke on the cross came about because he is the victor. And what is the fifth word he said? He said it is accomplished. In Greek it's a different word. What does it mean? It means it has been completed. It is finished. It is ended. He has already accomplished the salvation that God has prepared for men. So Jesus said, it is finished. It is not a failure. He didn't say, it's all gone. He didn't say, I'm now hopeless. Jesus said, it is done. What has he done? He has done the peace between man and God. What has he accomplished? He has accomplished and overcome of the sin that binds us. What has he accomplished? He has accomplished the destruction of Satan. What has he accomplished? He accomplished the destruction of the fear we have when we are slaves to sin. He has already won over Satan. This Christ has the authority to declare that he's the life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. When you believe in Jesus and truly understand these words, you will not be a Christian that goes go to church and listen to nice songs and be a nice person. When you know for sure what's the meaning that Christ had in these words, the Holy Spirit will revive you so that you know that you're a person with hope, so that you know that your sins can be forgiven, so that you know you can return to God, so that you know that the sin and hatred between you and God can be removed, so that you can be reconciled with God and you can receive the new life, to leave the darkness, to return to the dark bright, to leave the shadow of darkness, to receive new life, to live a sinful life, to start again, to have a new life within you. Dear brothers and sisters, there are millions of people already proved to us. He already proved to us by the changed life when they received Jesus Christ. I thank God. If I had not received Jesus Christ, perhaps I would be a person that will bring a lot of people to ruins. I am not very intelligent, but I am also not very stupid. If I did not believe in Jesus Christ, I think I will become the tool of Satan. I will be a person that will ruin a lot of people. I can destroy many young people. But thanks be to God. God changed me. God saved me. Jesus Christ gave me his new life. He gave me the peace that comes from sins forgiven, so that my life has a new direction. So I can leave the bondage of sin to receive this new life, light and hope. We are approaching the end of the 20th century. What kind of crisis do we face? Has science brought us to a brighter future? Absolutely not. When you see things changing all around us, I want to remind you, some things will never change. What things do not change? Sins have never changed. In the past, people sinned. Today, it's the same. In the past, people cheat. In today, we do the same thing. In the past, people cheated. They were deceitful, and today, it's the same. In the past, they were adulterers. Today is the same. In the past, they lied. The people today do the same thing. In the ancient days, they were greedy. Today, we are worse. Have our education system, our culture changed, man? When we are approaching the end of the 20th century, have we break out of our difficulties? Are we looking at a brighter future? Absolutely not. sin have not changed. What is the difference here? In the past you are ashamed of your sin, but today you are glad that you have sinned. In the past when you sin in secret, today you even publish books on your sin. In the past, a president who is adulterous will have to resign, but today they carry on. Have human nature improved? Have our ethics gone to a higher level? Are we better off than the past? Absolutely not. Today you must return to the Word of God. You can read a lot of books of law. But in the same way, you will still sin. You can receive a lot of great scientific breakthrough. But your ethics and morality is still at a very low level. Everything is changing. But some things will never change. Sin will never change. Secondly, in the past we are suffering. Today we will face suffering as well. Suffering will not change. In the past we shed tears. Today we will shed tears as well. In the past we are heartbroken. Today we will be sad as well. In the past we sigh. Today is the same. In the past people commit suicide in a failure. Today we see the same thing. In the past we can be hopeless. Today is the same thing. There are more people taking sleeping pills today than any time in history. And all psychology has proved to us is that we have less peace than in the past. Not only do we have not peace in the common people, psychologists themselves do not understand their life. If we do not return to God, do you hope that through your culture you can solve your problem? You will be even more disappointed. Because you are created by God. And there's only one way. That's to return to God. Sin will never change. Pain will never change. Not only that, death will never change. In the past people die. Today you die as well. In the past people in a remote place die. People still die in the greatest medical advancement. What is the difference? Perhaps we live a bit longer. Medically advanced. Scientific advancement. Because health is better. But in the end, we still die. What is the difference here? In the past, people die suddenly and you do not know why. But today you already know approximately what problem you have, so you live in fear. In the past you just simply die. But now you can be revived over and over again for many years. But let me tell you this. 20 years later, although there will be great scientific advancements, medically as well, probably 65% of all your income will be used for medical expenses when you're old. The greatest advancement is to be found in America, Germany, and Japan. And people with longevity is Japan. But most pitiful also the Japanese. The Japanese have many, many old people who cannot die. They are like vegetables. They are sustained forever, but they cannot die. Finally, they still have to die. And right before they die, they have to But they have to spend thousands upon thousands of dollars just to keep these people alive and lots of people working around the clock. Do we have hope for the future? When we need children, we bring all kinds of great hope to the world. We want our children to grow up fast. We want them to get married. We want them to establish their families. When has it ever been that suddenly we realize that we have no future at all? Suddenly we realize we are old. Is this the meaning of life? Dear friends, when death comes upon you, are you prepared? And don't ever think that you will always be young. And don't think that you will always be as healthy as you are today. In a few months, I realized that when I'm climbing the steps, I have less strength in my legs. 10 years ago, I was able to climb 186 flights of stairs all the way to a great church. But those days are over. You are also in this process. I am in the process. Those things that I can do today, perhaps next year I cannot accomplish. Those sermons I can preach today, perhaps next year I cannot do it. So you must treasure your life. You must treasure your youth. You must treasure your health. Because your life is given to you by God. It is a very disappointing thing. Many people give up their best years in the hands of Satan. In Jakarta, 100 million people. 65% is less than 30 years old. But those who are 30 years old below. But there are 500 to about a million people who are drug addicts. What does our education accomplish? What about science? What are politicians doing? All of them are fighting each other. All of them want to gain great votes for themselves. But at the same time, our young people are dying. Where is our next generation going to? Dear friends, in the name of the Lord, I say this to you. You must come back. Come back before the Lord. Only Jesus Christ, who died for you and asked that Father forgive you. All those who are heavy burden, come towards me. I will give you rest. Jesus Christ said, you come to me, I will give you something. Come, follow me. Come and follow me. Jesus Christ opened his arms. Today, just like in the past, when Jesus was on earth, he rejected even the smallest sin. But he accepted the greatest of all sinners. It doesn't matter what you are or how dark your conscience is. In the name of the Lord, I say this to you. God has prepared a way for you. He is paying for you. And so he gave Jesus Christ for you to die for you so that you can be saved. Let me ask you, where are you? Where is your soul? Once I was preaching, a very old sister walked towards me. She said, Reverend Tong, can I say something to you? I said, what are you going to say? She kept crying and couldn't speak. At that time, I was only in my 20s. And she said, I want to talk to you about my child. She grabbed my hand and she kept weeping. I thought the child had died. So she was very sad. I said, why don't you sit down and continue? I said, what's wrong with your child? Where is he? He said, my child is in Jakarta. So I know his child is not there. So I better be careful what I say. I say, where's your child? In Jakarta. Why are you weeping? So my child is very much like you, so I'm weeping. I say, how can it be? What have I done wrong? How can you be sad when your child is like me? Well, I'm a pretty good person. So I couldn't understand this. He said, my child is like you in every way. So when I hear you preaching, I remember him, so I'm sad. So I thought maybe the child is very ill. I said, is your child well? She said, very well. So I was curious. He looked like me, a nice person, but the mother is weeping. Why are you so sad? So when I listen to you, I did not look at you, but I keep thinking about him. Because he looks like you. The same age. The facially about the same. Action-wise the same. And the stature is the same. So the more I look at him, the more I'm sad. Is that because I'm not a good person? And this old lady said, no. Because you're good, so I'm sad. So I didn't understand. Why are you sad that I'm a good person? What did she say? I say, I see that you're such a good person. I want to cry. Why? Because my son is not like you in this way. Just now she said she's like me, but now she said she's not. So I wanted to clarify. He said, my child is like you. So I'm very sad. Because she's not like you. So I said, what do you mean? He said, my child is like you in age. Health-wise, the same. Mannerism and size, the same. And actions look the same. But as a person, he's not like you. When you are young, you are determined to lead a good life so that it can be used by God. You, using your health, you keep preaching the word. When I listen to your sermon, I know that every sentence comes forth from your heart. You are perspiring everywhere to preach the truth. But my son is not like that. He is as healthy as you are. But his life, he's a gambler. He is also an adulterer. He is a drug addict. He is a cheater. He has been into jail. He has committed all kinds of sins. When she said that, she kept weeping and could not continue. I could not continue too. So two of us sat there. She cried. And in the end, I also joined in. He had not a good son, so she cried. I was not married, by, so I don't know why I'm crying. Why did I cry? I cry because many people in the world do not know themselves. They do not know God. They do not know Jesus Christ. They only know about their freedom. I want to do anything I want. I want to be happy. I want to indulge. I want to play around. I want to enjoy my youth. Are you really playing around? Not true. You are only playing a fool with your own spirit. Are you enjoying the freedom? It's not true. You are only betraying your freedom. Are you enjoying your lust? No. You are only being bounded by your lust. I really hope that I could bring the child in front of the mother and ask him to kneel down there to witness the weeping of the mother. I wanted to collect the tears so that I can show the son to show him how sad the mother was. Dear brothers and sisters, do you know this? behind your freedom to sin. God is saddened by you. Christ has sacrificed for you. And the Holy Spirit grieved for you. There are people who love you who cry for you. Let me ask you this. When are you going to end your sinful life? This evening. In the name of the Lord, I say this to you. God loves you so much so that He gave His only Son to you, so that you will believe in Him and not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. If it is not through me, no man can reach our Father. This evening, if you are willing to come before the Lord, you can receive His salvation. You can receive the peace of forgiveness. You can have God being with you. Let me ask you this. Are you willing this evening to open up your heart? You say, God, please come into my heart. Do not let me go. How do you save other people? I ask that you save me the same way. The way you have changed other people. I ask that you change me in a way. How you have forgiven other people. I ask that you forgive my sins. Are you willing? Are you willing? When I was 17, I returned back to God. I say, God, I give you my life. For the rest of my life, I do not belong to myself. I belong to you eternally. Please help me. Please use me. Please cleanse me. Please send me. I clearly know that when I received the Lord, I cried. Because I know only Jesus Christ can save me. When I returned, when I repented and accepted Him, I did not gamble. I was not adulterous. I did not commit great sins. But still, I know that I'm a sinner. I'm a person who is always arrogant. I'm always selfish. I was always forgetful of God. That I need repentance. I need to return to Him. So that day I gave my life to God and invited Christ to my life. Up to today, for the past few decades, thanks be to God, He has been with me. He has guided me. He has cleansed me. He has filled me. And He has used me. And today He has sent me in front of you to say this to you. God loves you. God wants to save you. I'm asking you this. Are you willing to come? To say, Lord, I'm here. I am willing also to believe in you, to accept you. May the Lord forgive my sins. May He come into my life. Are you willing? Are you willing? You are not answering me, but you are answering your God, your Savior. Right now, come back to Him. Let us